Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routine to board a scene to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more. The many times we give and blind that are quite unsingable. We're off so mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot.
Ma'am, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
Well, that's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
In constant sorrow. Place where I was born in
friend. Perhaps he'll die upon this train. You can bury me in Sunny Valley for many years where I may lay. May and you may learn to love another while I am sleeping.
Show, man. It's been an interesting day. It's been an interesting week. That's pretty good there. That came right up on the screen. Cool. Ha! Alrighty then. So you're listening to the Knights of the Round Table short show. This is the short version of the short stuff, man. So it looks like Chris popped in here. That's nice. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing pretty well.
Cool, that didn't sound very enthusiastic. You got a tree falling on your house too?
Pretty close to it, I guess.
Oh yeah, it's definitely an interesting life we live, man. It's there's so much stuff to talk about, which we're not going to be able to squeeze into a short show. My intentions were to be here on time as per usual, but you know, one thing leads to another, and you got to take priorities over certain things. And yeah, I got some situations that I need to deal with here and there, so every once in a while I might just be late. So I'm looking to try to find somebody else who might want to do a radio show once in a while and set them up with a broadcaster. You know, figure something out so that if the old bum ain't here, maybe somebody else would jump in there just to make sure that everybody gets some information in a show and all that kind of stuff. But there's some things going on in the dang government. Just got my nerves going. That's just driving me insane. You know, there's two-tier justice situations going on. These people seem to get by with stuff. You have to wonder sometimes, is it just a show? Is it just a WWF, Worldwide Wrestling Federation? You know, maybe it's all a joke. Maybe, you know, these folks, they at the top, they must be really doggone smart because they know how to manipulate and piss off the masses at the bottom. But yet we keep on trying to do what it is that we do to, you know, basically live a life, you know. Try to do something without having to go to war and all that kind of stuff. But these folks, they know that making money is, you can make money in war. So they want to try to keep us out there fighting amongst each other. I spent a lot of time and a lot of effort trying to figure out a way to reach out to everybody. You know, I've been doing this radio stuff for quite some time, and you know, there's a lot of times I piss a lot of people off. I get that. You know, I'm kind of outspoken about what I say, and I don't pull my punches when it comes to the truth. Sometimes the truth is something that you don't want to hear. And Chris, you got something crazy going on your mic. Anyway, It's like my brain, every time I hear something repetitive like that, it's like a record skipping, and it's my brain just kind of wants to restart and go again. But I'm sure nobody wants to sit around and hear me babble about the same things over and over again. So with that said, the folks up there at the top, the criminal cabals that are running all these shows out here, and the big tech that doing the dirty deeds for the people at the top, mainstream media doing the dirty deeds, all of these folks got something in common. They probably all got a lot of dirt in their background, a lot of skeletons in the closet, so to speak. And so they're gonna do what it is that's gonna get them paid. There was a guy on, it used to be Project Veritas, but now it's like OMG Network or something like that, and he was talking to one of the guys from BlackRock. That's a company that we mentioned on the show quite a few times. But this guy's like, he's a recruiter for them apparently, and he's going around just kind of bragging about how they do things, you know. You know, it doesn't matter who the president is what he said, you know, we run the show. You can buy anybody. He said you could buy a senator for as low as $10,000. You can buy, Congress for $500,000 or whatever. You know, and that's pretty scary that you got a company that has its hands in just about everything. They got a bit of everything out there, and so they got a lot of money, a lot of assets. So who are these people, and why are we allowing people like this to take their money and get us into situations that we're in right now? We're in one hell of a mess. You know, we're starting to see the supply chain falling apart. People are getting, fed up with the whole entire system, and they're trying to push us to the limit so that we get to the point where we just say, you know what, enough's enough, and we just start handing somebody their butt. And, of course, they got a plan for that. They've always had a plan for that. That was their goal. It don't matter who we're fighting, because every time we're fighting, they make money. They make money hand over fist. You know, it doesn't matter whether you go to jail, they make money. You go to court, they make money. You do anything. Anything you do, they make money. It's going to cost me like $750 to have a part of a tree moved out of the way so that it doesn't land on my house. That's just one deal. I got some $5,000 bills around the corner. I've got some probably even higher than that ones around the corner, fighting battles on many fronts, trying to maintain a big piece of property. Well, I say big, it's big to me, 17 acres, but nonetheless, I'm trying to maintain it because I'm trying to do something really cool to show everybody. I need to be able to get me some decent camera equipment because I want to try to see somehow, some way, if I can live stream from walking around this property and show some folks some things that I've been working on that has to do with alternative energy and alternative living and such like that. So I got a lot of big plans for the future. We'll get the Bottle Caps for Mad Science project in the works, and we're just trying to maneuver people around and machines and materials and try to get things going, because we actually believe it's possible to make the world better. And even if it's doomsday is around the corner, at least we're going to give it our best shot so we can go out, saying, hey, at least we tried. You know, as opposed to everybody else just saying the heck with it and just letting whatever happens happen. Anyway, I got a lot of time left on this doggone show, so let's see what's your thoughts on things going on out there, Dave? Anything interesting? No? Your microphone's really far down there, brother. Can you hear me now? Yeah. I don't know what's happening, but I can't hear you, Dave. Ah. What about you, Chris?
Yeah, don't take a submarine down to go see the Titanic.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. You know, and the crazy thing is the guy said he cuts corners. Are you back, Dave?
I hope so.
Yeah, there you go. Now you're loud and clear.
Yeah. Anyway, what I was saying was Prigozhin, apparently his Wagner group got attacked by the Russians today.
Yeah.
Killed a bunch of the Wagners, so now there's a civil war going on.
Great.
Yeah. And then yesterday, you know, of course, Lindsey Graham and the Democrat there decided that Russia did anything nuclear anywhere in Ukraine, that was going to invoke the Article 5.
Well, see, the deal about old Lindsey Graham is he spoke out of turn, and so he basically obligated the United States to war.
Yeah.
And for that alone, he should be impeached. He shouldn't have even opened his mouth because he had no authority to be saying that. It's the executive officer, the supposed commander-in-chief that's supposed to be the one that has the say. He's not supposed to come out there and say, yeah.
Yeah, Trump.
Yeah. He's not supposed to come out there and say, you know, if you guys do this, we're going to do that. You know, he's basically writing a check that his butt can't cash. You know, and you notice how these guys, like, flagrantly threaten with military force, because it's like the little weakling that is standing behind the big bullies and mouthing off at everybody.
Yeah, Trudeau.
Yeah. So what we the people need to do is just take a step back and say, hey, you started the fight, get in there and take care of it. Go take care of that.
Honestly, I think that NATO should come in here and invade Canada. Get this damn dictator out of office.
Well, I got a stinking feeling before too long you might get your wish, because I think that they're already planning on, you know, some sort of event that's going to cause the blue helmets to want to go into Canada and America and all over the damn world. I think they're planning some dirty deeds is what I think is going on. You know, a lot of distractions. Chris mentioned one of them earlier. You know, the guy goes down in a submarine made out of pretty much junk, using a little remote control for a dang video game, man.
Yeah,
the
problem with what happened is he lost connection from his controller to his console.
Well,
some people get that.
What was he thinking? You know?
Wire wasn't long enough.
Yeah, he had a wireless freaking remote for like a Nintendo. Oh, you turn it this way, and then he was talking about cutting corners. Boy, I tell you what, he really did cut some corners, didn't he?
Yeah.
But either way, they knew that doggone thing imploded the first day, so they were just stretching everybody out, distracting everybody away from what was going on with freaking Biden. You know, Hunter's committed so many dang crimes, some egregious crimes, some really evil crimes, and he's getting a slap on the wrist, and the average Joe's about fed up, because we're like, if it was any one of us, we'd be under the jail.
Well, yeah, but you got to think about what happened here in Canada. Today went into effect where the Bill C-18 went into effect, where now all of a sudden the news is all blocked.
Yeah, don't surprise me none.
So the only stuff we're going to get now is the crap from Trudeau and his agenda, his narrative. That's it.
Yeah, that's what.
And nobody wants to listen to that. Facebook, Google, all of them are supposed to block it all.
You know what really makes me mad about this whole situation? It's not just myself, but a lot of us, we've spent a lot of time, you know, not only trying to tell people about it way ahead of time so they can steer it away from the cliff, and all the work we do behind the scenes for these projects. You know, they said they wanted clean, renewable, alternative energy. Okay, we can give you that. They said they wanted sustainable you know, lifestyles. We can give you that. We've been working on the science of all this stuff, but you got all these knuckleheads at the top, these supposed scientists, you know, up there lying and manipulating and basically just milking the system for all the money they can get.
That's the bottom line, right there. we can put all this stuff out there, we can show people, and I know there are several scientists out there that have alternative energy ideas that will work, but the governments have decided that the only ones they want are the ones that don't work. They want to lie to us and tell us that these things work and be able to get more money out of us.
That's why they don't mind YouTube. They don't mind a bunch of fraudsters up on YouTube claiming free energy, you know. Because it makes everybody else that really is working on the stuff look bad. You know, that one motor, the generator that I told Chris I thought was cool, you know, I'm positive now that, you know, the guy's pulling some shenanigans, you know. But regardless, there's still portions of what he did that I would like to replicate either way, because there's things that we could do that might just surprise you how good that thing could actually be if it was actually done the right way. But not calling it perpetual motion or over unity or zero point or nothing like that. I'm just talking, we've been working on efficiency. We're trying to get everybody so doggone efficient that they can save themselves a massive amount of money. Especially you guys in Canada, you guys are getting screwed. You know?
Yeah.
Carbon tax and all that.
And the worst part is, no lube.
Yeah. This is crazy. You know, I wish I could have been here earlier, because I sure had a lot that I wanted to talk about today on today's show, but, you know, I've got some bad weather coming in. I got a tree that I had to stabilize. I had about 10 or more acres to mow and all this kind of stuff before it got so high that it's out of control. So it's been one heck of a deal. Plus I've had some hassles in the last several days, just one thing after another going crazy. This whole dang world's lost its freaking mind, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
But
stop the world and let me off this merry-go-round.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. You know, I got some ideas for some projects that I'm hoping to recruit some people to help with, and if we can get these projects off the ground, I want to try to put something pretty cool on this property. I want to probably put something like a big get together on this property. I'm hoping that we'd be able to get people from all over the world to come around to see what it is that we're working on.
Well, let's hope things work out, but the way things are going, I'm not so sure we're going to be around much longer. The way it just seems that everybody, all these idiots in government, are bound and determined to destroy the earth.
Yeah,
and everything in it.
That's the frustrating part. We're trying to fix it, they're trying to tear it up. You know, and it sometimes it seems pointless. Why even do what we do? You know, because if they're going to tear it up, they're going to burn it down anyway. There's really no point. But I'm kind of optimistic. I guess that just on the off chance that they don't screw it up, you know, and things start to work their way back around to normal, and people start waking up to the reality, I want to be still moving forward. I don't want to have to start over fresh by the time we get through the other side, if you understand what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I figure
that I'm not long for this earth, and I might as well, you know, go out on a positive note. I mean, hey, I lived a good life, tried to do good for people, tried my damnedest not to harm them.
Yep.
And, you know, but I want people to understand that, you know, I have, there's lines that I will not allow to be crossed. You know, I live by a code. And it's that simple.
Well, I'm right there with you, brother. You know, and the truth is the truth no matter how you look at it. And if these folks,
absolutely.
If these folks
good, bad, or indifferent,
if they're going to lie and manipulate and steal from people, I'm going to speak up, you know.
And that's the thing. There's so many people that are lying and doing things to harm other people, and they're not thinking what the consequences are.
Yeah, we got a lot of trials and tribulations that we've had to deal with, you know, just in our own personal lives alone. And,
yeah.
And to have, you know, supposed representation of the world, you know, doing what they're doing, that's just crazy, man.
It is.
You know, I try to figure out some sort of way that,
you know, we can start motivating people to want to come together and do things. I spend a lot of money doing what I do here, and way more than I should have, because I actually believe that, you know, we can make a difference. And
yep.
I haven't given up, but you do sense every once in a while the frustration, and if you're going to keep on working your butt off, you know. I wanted to do a full show today, you know, but circumstances put me in a position where I couldn't, you know, I just couldn't. I had to prioritize, and so I rushed in around, and I, you know, worked hard to get everything done, and I finally got to where I'm at now, and so I figured I'd jump on here and say hi to everybody, because y'all mean something to me, you know. I don't like leaving nobody hanging, and, you know,
well. We've got Sunday for that, and tomorrow the Mad Science Show, but Sunday to get all your thoughts together and let it go.
Yeah, I think Sunday ought to probably be a good show. There's so much to talk about. You know, I'm hoping that everybody is starting to learn a lot about gardening and getting into at least storing some extra supplies, because if we get into some sort of big, massive world war, things are going to get really hard all over, you know?
Yeah, they are.
And there are things we could be doing now while the weather's still fairly warm, that we could make sure that everybody stays warm in the wintertime, you know, regardless of whether or not they have natural gas to work with or not. There's things that we could do, and I wanted to put these projects out to people and, you know, try to help some folks out the best we can. Because if you don't plan for it ahead of time, you know, you're going to be in a world of hurt, is what I'm thinking.
I agree.
You know, I'm not one of those...
The problem... Well, see, that's the biggest problem. People are being misled by the governments that are supposed to be looking out for us, and they're not.
Yeah.
And when push comes to shove, the government's going to say, well, you're on your own.
That's exactly what they're going to do. They'll run up in their bunkers where they got nice and warm and air conditioning when they need it and plenty of food that we paid for. And they're going to be up in there while we're out here fending with the rest of the chaos. You know?
Yep.
And so I'm trying to put some common sense out there to the average Joe. Don't lose your freaking mind and go out there and give them the justification to do the dirty deeds, because that's what they're planning. You know, that whole J6 thing, that's what that was all about. It was a scam, you know? And I don't
know. Well, you heard Durham, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you listen to what John Durham said? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was all a scam. And then one of the representatives came up and said that Hillary Clinton should be prosecuted. We've known that for a long time.
Yeah, we've been saying it for how many years now?
Yeah.
But Hunter Biden and Biden both should be in jail right now. And how they keep on getting by with it, you know, there's a criminal cabal that's literally covering for them. You know, but how many things can you do out in the open whenever everybody's already seen the evidence on the laptop and some god-awful things on there that you can't even talk about on there? You know?
Yeah, Obama, Pelosi, Schiff, all of them should be in jail too.
Yeah, did you see the latest meme that I made? Let me see if I can share screen and show it to you if I can find it. I don't need no audio on there, so I'll just throw that up there. But jump over here to Facebook real quick. I don't know if you got a chance to see this one yet or not.
It might have been one I shared yesterday. Yeah, it is. That's the one I think I shared that yesterday.
Yeah, the China Cho puppet show. The devil made me do it.
Yeah.
You know dang good and well that dirtbag is doing that behind the scenes.
Yep.
He even told everybody he would. He literally told everybody if he could get a third term, you know, and he'd be in his basement and talking through an earpiece to somebody and basically telling them what to do and say. So,
yeah.
The scumbag come on here for 8 years destroying the country and then literally kept on rolling. He never stopped. He never stopped destroying the country.
Yeah, I think that's the one I shared yesterday. I shared one of them yesterday on Facebook, so.
Yeah. It just, my God, what are we going to do? You know, we're doing the only thing we can do. You know, I hear people from the past saying things like, well, all you guys do is talk about it. You know, what are you going to do about it? You know, we're doing everything we can do. First job is to inform people because if nobody knows what the hell is going on, you know, then what are you going to do?
Well, here's a positive. The Ontario government here in Canada has decided that they want to bring back cursive writing and phonics in the fall. Good. And the teachers' unions are saying, no, give us another year or two before we can put it on there, before we can do this.
No.
But why would they do that? Why would they hold that back? That's just another generation of kids that will not know how to cursive write or use phonics.
Yeah, and because of that, you know, there's going to be a lot of kids that can't read some important documents.
That is correct. Legal documents, all kinds of stuff.
But I was just talking about today about how the education system is literally dumbing people down, teaching them bogus science and not teaching them how to read and write. But all this...
It's failing our kids, failing a whole generation.
Yeah, all this stuff's intentional. You know dang good and well the Chinese people are getting a good education and the Japanese people are getting a good education because they're not stupid.
Well, you don't see them out in the bars on the weekends. They're at home studying.
Yeah. But here we are in, the Americas, as they'd like to call them. We got drug lords bum-rushing our doggone border down there, bringing trafficked people across, and they're making money hand over fist, and I'm sure Biden's getting his cut. I'm sure all of them are getting their cut.
I'm sure they are. The more people they bring in, the more people they can rob.
Yeah. But either way, you know, it's up to us. It's always going to be up to us. Because if we're not the ones that, you know, they're supposed to be we the people, of the people, by the people, for the people. Government's only supposed to be there to protect our borders and to enforce the laws that we deem to be that we vote on, but they're not. They're making laws to literally attack their own citizens, and these folks ain't working for us. They've been working for us for quite some time. They put on a show, and I'm sure there's some good folks out there that's trying, but you know, You can watch these snarky, sarcastic, smirky looks on their faces whenever somebody starts to tell the truth, and they're like, you know, they believe themselves to be untouchable. They're not untouchable. But right now we're watching blatant crimes being committed and people getting a slap on the wrist where you and I would have been freaking under the jail or worse.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to do something about it.
All we can do is keep going on and telling the truth. I mean, the reality is that I have no regrets.
No, neither do I.
Really?
Not in the sense of that we tried, but you know, the feds over here in the States, they're doing some dirty deeds. So if you get in a group of people and they're saying, well, let's go out and attack the government, well, you know they're feds. They're feds, or they're flat out stupid. Nobody in the Patriot movement, nobody in the militias are talking about going out and attacking the government. You know, you let the government show their own hand. That's not our government. I wish there was a different way we could say this than instead of saying government, because it ain't our government. government's not the problem. It's the criminals who have infiltrated the seats of power who are the problem.
That's right.
It's got guys like Mark Zuckerberg and whoever's in charge of freaking social media networks now. You know, to Elon's credit, there's a lot of information got out that otherwise wouldn't have got out once he's taken over Twitter. So, what's his ultimate goal? I guess we'll find out. You know, maybe it's all part of the show. But nonetheless, so far, he seems to be doing the right thing. You know, and he's not buying the shenanigans. He knows we shouldn't be getting into no dang war, that's for sure. But keep your eyes peeled because they're probably going to do some crazy stuff.
Oh, no, I expect that. Like I said, nothing really surprises me anymore.
Yep.
Just a new adventure and what the heck.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the surprise is what are you going to see next morning when you wake up?
Yeah.
Every once in a while we get a little nugget of joy, such as like Antifa gets it handed to them after all the years of running around burning stuff down and the police are fed up and they finally let into them. They're not.
Hey, did you see the video in Texas with that?
That's what I was getting ready to say. That, in Texas, they're not playing around.
Yeah.
You know.
Antifa got their butts handed to them.
Well, it's long overdue.
Yep.
But the fact is, don't ever forget what they did. Don't ever forget what Black Lives Matter did. Don't ever forget who promoted it. The mainstream media and the doggone Democrat Party was out there bailing these people out. And they were justifying it. During the time when we were supposedly on lockdown.
Yeah.
You know, supposedly there's this pandemic, but yet we got people piling across the freaking border during the deal. They should have locked the border down if there was really a pandemic.
That's right.
That's the kind of truth that you can't tell on the social media networks anymore outside of Rumble. You know, so giving Rumble its credit, Rumble so far has at least let you have a say, you know?
Yeah.
And I hope
Twitter, too, to an extent.
Yeah, Twitter's getting better. Hopefully it stays that way.
Yep.
So, while you got the opportunity, say what you got to say because they're going to try to shut you down if they get an opportunity. They say, well, Mark Zuckerberg's trying to make him a version of Twitter so he can try to do better than Twitter. Well, a lot of people don't like that dude. You know, I'm not using any social media outside of the Facebook that I'm already using for freaking free advertisement. You know,
yeah.
I get on there and get a little riled up once in a while, you know, piss a lot of people off. I get on there and see my family every once in a while and see how they're doing and stuff like that. I mean, Facebook as a, you know, platform, it does have some good things, but it's the dirty deeds behind the scenes, the spying on you thing that's got to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah.
Are you sleeping?
Chris doesn't
left
the building.
What?
Huh.
Not me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I think it's all cock-a-doodle.
I like the way you think.
you now today have some guy was telling me today at my work, they have the technology that they're able to sit there and find DNA at a crime scene. Once they find that DNA, they could run it and see if they have it inside their database. So if your DNA is in their database, they're able to find you. Well, that's nothing new, but the new thing that they got going on now that if they found your DNA and your DNA is not in that database, they can, that computer will sit there and actually build your face on that picture, on the actual computer software stuff.
Wouldn't surprise me, none.
It's cool how they do it, but yet, you know, they go around and they find all these people doing all this stupid stuff, but they can't seem to get the guy in supposed office right now and his son in prison. You know, they do big crimes and they get a slap on the wrist. It's ridiculous at this point in time.
They've been stealing your DNA for years. you know? Wouldn't even surprise me in the least, because, you know, there are folks into some really weird stuff if they weren't, like, using that blood for other purposes, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, but that's in the conspiracy realm. Surely there's nobody that gross in this world, right?
Hey, so the Biden got up and was talking the other day, and he said it twice. He said, "God save the Queen," which,
yeah,
I have no idea what the heck he's talking about that, because there ain't no queen anymore, unless he's talking about something else.
He probably doesn't realize she died. Yeah.
Queen Latifah.
But you know what? I'm still starting to wonder whether or not it's even Biden underneath there. I'm starting to think it's some clown under a mask that's literally putting on a show to sucker everybody into going a different direction as far as a political deal.
I've shown video proof of Joe Biden walking around with the mask on.
I see
his nose being melted away and off to one direction, and his ears ain't sitting right on the mask and stuff like that. You know, something's folded up. You know,
what we need is the Scooby Gang to go after him, you know, and find out who's under that mask.
I got five dogs.
Yeah, Scooby Doo and remember what was the name of their? They had the Mystery Machine and.
Yeah.
We need to find out who's under that mask.
Scooby Doo and Scooby Don't Do.
You know, it's funny. We talked about predictive programming before on this show, and the Scooby-Doo episode where they're literally unmasking people, you know, we're starting to see things like that come in into the real world there. So it's almost like you know how they say life imitates art and vice versa? It's like,
yep.
That's
yeah.
How we'll see it.
Hey, Tom.
Wow, I didn't even realize this was going on.
Yep. I can stay around for maybe another 15 minutes, and then I got other obligations. It's been one heck of a day, man. It's been one heck of a month. But, no, I just sat here to look at all this stuff going on, and it's got to be a joke. It's got to be one of those surprise, you're on candid camera kind of thing, you know? And, we get to the other side and find out this has all been a joke, I'm going to be one pissed off dude. You know, all the stress that they put us under for all these years of trying to give everybody the truth, and all these little knucklehead, Kool-Aid head, tackle box face looking morons out there running around burning down stuff and tearing up things. It's all going to come back to get them one day. You know, you don't do people dirty and then expect it not to come back on you. Some people call that karma. You know, wheels of justice might grind slowly, but they do grind. They're still grinding. So eventually, they'll get caught. Ain't nobody buying what they're selling. My problem is the newest generation out there, the Gen Z guys and gals, whereas they're starting to wake up, hopefully they'll fully wake up and they'll be able to wake up their fellow Gen Zers, because if they don't, their generation's going to suck. They're not going to have no kind of sense of freedom. They're going to be in some world hurt. They'll be the ones eating the bug sandwiches. My generation ain't eating no dang bug sandwich. I find out you fed me some bugs and something, it's going to be on. Gonna be on like freaking Donkey Kong. I won't even eat at a fast food joint anymore, because I don't trust what they're selling. It's crazy. Heard some things through the grapevine that turned me away from all that. So I don't trust the executive, legislative, or the judicial branch of government. I don't trust the pharmaceutical industry. I don't trust the energy industry. I don't trust the banking industry. Man, there's a whole lack of a lot of trust going on these days. Anybody else feel like that? Would you trust me with your wallet so I can go shopping?
Sure.
Right on.
Sure would. I don't have any money in it, but I trust you with my wallet.
Oh, well. It's not going to do me no good if I if I open it up and scream in there and I hear the echo, hello, hello, hello. Dave, are you in there?
It'd be more like cobwebs.
Yeah, I don't know what's in my wallet. I ain't looked in it in a long time. I don't need to get depressed.
Tell you how bad things are going. I got an Indian head nickel for change today.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hang on to it.
Yeah, well, you got that right.
You know what year it is? Cool. You know what year it is?
I couldn't read it.
Oh.
My vision's not that good. I just put it away.
Yeah, get you a magnifying
glass. 1925.
Cool. You might be sitting on a good one.
Yeah.
You know, a few extra.
I actually found that when I was digging one day. I was digging along the sidewalk.
Yeah.
For little trenches of a friend's place, and I found one. I said, well, that's okay. Cool.
Isn't it cool how we find Canadian money over here all the time and you guys find American money over there all the time?
Yeah. Well, pretty soon we won't be finding any money anywhere.
Oh, yeah, because the way that they made the modern-day coins, they're going to corrode up, so when you dig it up, it won't even look like a coin anymore.
Yeah. It's crazy. Well, the old silver and that was real. I mean, the silver, the nickel, all that was real. Now it's copper, and if you're lucky, it's copper.
Yep. We're going to run a little bit over 7 o'clock because I ain't been here, so I'm probably trying to go another 15 minutes if you guys are good with that. What do you think?
I'm good.
But, I don't know, man. If they screw around and get us in a doggone World War III, it's not going to end well. You know,
it's coming.
Everybody keeps saying we're already in World War III. Everybody keeps saying we're already in a Civil War. And maybe to some extent, we are, you know.
We are. I mean, the reality is that we're supplying the weapons to Ukraine, so the reality is that it's us fighting them.
Yeah, well, that's going to end poorly. They ain't doing it with my blessing.
Well, mine either, but the reality is that we're sending weapons, and I mean, we're a part of it. Whether we want to be or not, we're in it.
Yeah. See, and there's another thing, too. How do you get everybody to start shouting up there to their doggone elected representatives and telling us, if you get us in the doggone Third World War, you're not going to have to wait around for Russia to come and get you because we're coming to get you. You know?
Well, I'll tell you, it's going to come to a point where it's going to go nuclear. There's no doubt in my mind. See, the advantage China has, they can sit back and wait and wait and wait while we deplete our and the Russian supplies, and then China comes in and takes over everything. That's what's going to happen.
Well, they ain't going to get much because mutual assured destruction means that we'll blow our own up just to assure you don't get it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. You can't make this stuff up. You can't trust these people up there at the top. They're nuts. You know, remember seeing that doggone movie they were talking about where they was trying to literally bring around the end of days?
Yeah.
Must have lost a dang mind. You know, I'm not ready to stand before God if I don't have to yet. I'd like to at least finish a few things up and at least try to get my life in order first.
Well, unfortunately, it's looking more and more like they're going to do it for us. Whether we want it or not, they're going to do it. Why? Well, because people are stupid. They just want to live in bliss.
Yeah, well.
And that'll be it.
They better get their act together and start doing some studying on natural sweeteners and natural food and medicines, because if everything keeps going on the standard path that it's on right now, things are going to get mighty ugly really fast.
Yeah.
You can't go to the store and buy what you need. What you working on there, Thomas?
I tried cleaning this up using the software, and I couldn't do it, so I'm doing it by hand.
Cool.
Cool.
It's going to look like the coin you made, not like you.
All right.
So that coin don't look nothing like you.
Let me unpin myself and pin you on the camera there so that we
it looks too young, and in the one he almost looks like his nose is like a hook bill, and
put it back on
is
the,
you know, more Chinese than you know,
put it back
whatever
on
mix that you got going on there, you know.
Put it back on the screen.
Oh.
Hey, just so you know, Brian came through his surgery pretty good. He had a bunch of clots. He was in there yesterday for 3 hours while they cleaned out all his clots in his neck and in his heart and several others in his chest, apparently.
Yeah, we'll send him our love, man.
Yeah. I talked to him tonight for a bit.
Yep. Chris, did you get those files that you wanted me to put up there for people to be able to download?
Yep, they're inside this chat too.
Alright, well, I'll try to grab those. Throw me a reminder later. I'll try to grab those and put them on.
Everybody needs to grab those that's involved with doing bottle caps and med science. And even if you're not involved, you can grab them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that event, but I'm starting to get, I'm going to have to get a few things sorted out about, they're wanting that tax exempt thing or something, so I got to figure out how we can do this.
The only other way I'd try to see is maybe there's some way you could team up with the church and have the church help you out with it while you pay for, you know, the extra space and stuff.
That's a possibility.
There's loopholes in the system.
Yeah. Well, either way, we'll work it out. Kind of running out of time a little bit, but we'll work it out one way or another. I want to try to put a big event together. I'm going to probably try to rent that hall that's up there, too. But it's time to start showing some folks some things and getting their interest to see, you know, who would be on board with trying to work with us, you know? Because there's a lot of talent out there that's just going to waste. And it's sad. I didn't undrop my phone. And I killed it too. Yeah.
Did you see the Japanese plan for an ark?
No.
They're talking about building a big floating island to escape the coming global warming catastrophe.
Yeah.
It's like everybody's throwing a fit too, because it's like, oh, they're doing this thing. It's like they have a couple renderings. That's like throwing a fit because the architect drew sent the blueprints over to have somebody draw a picture of the building, like it's already built or something.
Yeah, well, I'm not even remotely concerned about global warming or, you know, the earth flooding and all that kind of crazy stuff. Earth's going to do what the earth's going to do. If we were smart, we would already be building houses that would float, you know, for just such an emergency. So...
Well, my biggest issue with their design is that the first hurricane hits it. And something big like that, something a lot of people don't get is it doesn't move fast. It can't move fast to get out of the way of a fast-moving storm. Hurricane hits that, it's going to be gone. I had the idea for making a floating island, not another city, but literally like a whole island. You can have the city level of stuff in it by collecting plastic out of the ocean, whipping it up while it's molten, and printing the inside out of closed-cell foam. And the outside out of solid, the solid plastic that's, you know, about like what you get with the 55-gallon barrel drums, but thicker, right? And you know, I thought of that. So the first thing I thought of was, well, you know, you can't move fast. Storms. How can I deal with that? There's real thick outer shell and build it like a sea turtle shell.
There's a couple bass boats out there that you could literally saw in half and both halves would still float. Yeah.
Well, right, but you don't want it to be sawn in half.
I'm just saying.
Regardless of whether the pieces will float, the fact that it would be entirely cored out by, you know, basically you're just talking about tunnels and corridors and
cavities for the rooms that are surrounded by foam. The walls and everything are made out of foam, and then the outside is made out of that hard plastic. But the seashell, or the sea turtle shell shape, that means that basically anything that hits it will basically hit it at an angle and roll up over it and just roll right back down the other side.
Yeah.
You know, you won't have to worry about it being broken. And because it's all foam and sealed up, with the exception of the entry points, you can close those off during that time to make sure that basically when it gets hit that it doesn't get, the cavities inside don't get filled up with water.
We had talked about years ago about building life pods so that if somebody lived in a flood zone and they could get in one of those and shut the door nice and quick, it'd float up like a bobber, you know? And that's not...
Well, yeah, I was talking about doing that with a building that even a vehicle could be parked in, and the floor is entirely made out of styrofoam. You can get styrofoam for free, man. People are throwing it away. Build a whole platform, the base, out of styrofoam. Put the building on that and put a post or anchors or something so that basically it won't float away, but it'll lift the whole vehicle out of and keep it above water so it doesn't get flooded out and ruined.
You see some of these doggone apocalyptic movies, and there's no way in hell anybody could survive any of these scenarios that they keep playing out, but I don't foresee things getting that dang bad. You know, not...
No. No, it's not going to happen that fast. That's the thing. Any flooding along the coast will be made up for with more land that's green and arable that used to be a desert.
Yep.
By far. Like, you'll end up with... Anybody who was fighting global warming and worry about the polar caps melting off wants all those people that live in Africa to continue starving to death because there's next to no land that they can properly live on right now. Most of the continent is a giant desert, or it's extremely dry grasslands that they can't do anything with.
Yeah,
and all of that will become a green oasis. All of it. If you look at history, the last time we had the polar caps melted off, all of that was a lush garden, practically.
They said Egypt used to have grass and stuff all around it, you know? So,
yep.
You know, either way, if they're so scared about the sea levels rising, then they need to go to check out the map for, the elevation and find out what is their elevation according to sea level is, you know?
Yep.
I'm 1,850 feet above sea level, so things would have to get really bad where I'm at. You know, so if it gets above 1,850 feet, I think there's a whole lot of people going to be in trouble above sea level. Anyway, it is what it is.
I think maybe some people, if they're that worried about it, what they need to do is look at the history of it and plan on buying some... land in Antarctic, because it'll end up becoming green too. Like I said, we're headed towards we're headed towards catastrophe. No, we came from an ice age, a major ice age that had a few bumps, where we have many ice ages on the way. We've had some mini green ages, and we're in the middle of one of those now, but we're going to have a major green age that we're hitting, where we'll have, you know, maybe a couple hundred miles worth of coastland eaten up in some areas. Most areas it'll be, you know, maybe just, you know, 20-30 miles. But you'll all the, like, imagine if you've ever been to New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah, all of that being green farmland with grass and trees and stuff growing everywhere. That's what you're going to see happen, is that all that land that was eaten up by water, that was capable of growing crops and people living and being able to thrive there, will now reform in those areas with more room than there was before that's livable, versus the amount you lose.
You know, I just had a thought when you was talking about that. You know how they supposedly had this Antarctic Treaty and they got all these bases down there and a treaty between all the different countries? What if they knew that that thing was going to start to melt off and then they want to be able to do like they did back in the Old West, where they went out and staked their land out, you know? They want to be there for...
Could be.
Huh.
Could easily be.
Anyway, it's all crazy to me, but nonetheless, we gotta go ahead and get up out of here. I thought I'd just jump on here and say hi to everybody, and you know, it where there's a will, there's a way. If we want to try to solve these problems, if all these people are so worried about climate change, why are they supporting the protest? Why aren't they supporting the researchers? You know, imagine these folks, how much money they waste just making up these stupid signs, you know, a wooden stick and paper sign saying save the trees. We could get out there and fix it. You know?
I think the problem is it's not as fun. So yeah. The solution is to make the research more fun.
Well, I guess we're going to have to do that then. We're going to have to make it where it's a lot more fun for people to want to learn science or something. I don't know. But
yep.
Our only alternative is us, you know, working on stuff, you know. The government's not going to do it. The companies and corporations, they'll give you some technology, but they're going to make sure that they're in control over it, you know.
Yep.
Every year your computers get out of date, and then you got to get the next one in line, then the next one in line, so it's a perpetual paying for this. What's wrong with building a computer and not doing anything to it to destroy it, you know? I got an XP that I use that I've been using for freaking years now. I'm broadcasting on it right now, you know? So it still does the task that it was meant for. So that's all I need it for, you know? But, you know, they're literally destroying these computers, and so if you want to be able to do multiple things, you know, different types of live streaming and such like that, well, you got to stay up with the doggone technology, you know? And if you ain't got the funds coming in, there's no way to do that. I would love to be able to go out and buy all brand new computers and all that kind of stuff, try to do a little bit of fundraising and such. And so far, I spent more money fundraising than I ever even... and getting none.
And then you raised his funds?
Yeah. So I'm going broke. I need a businessman. I need a cameraman or a camerawoman. Businesswoman, I don't care. We need to come together and figure out how to make this whole entire plan financially viable, because they're killing us, man. You know? We're having a rough go of it. You know, all of us got something that's broke down. We all got health problems. We all got situations that we need to resolve. And, you know, all of us have a talent that if we was ever given the opportunity, you know, had our own lab set up and everything like we needed, we could get things moving a lot faster. You know, so we're gradually working on things. But there's always some sort of hurdle that we got to overcome, you know. So I guess one day when we get down to where we need to be and we look back on it and might be able to actually laugh about it, you know. Hey, remember where we started? Should be proud of yourself that where we're at right now, you know, because we've been down some rough roads. You know, peopleforpeople.ning.com and Shaziz Radio have, we've weathered the storm, you know. Most other networks, they just finally went by the wayside, but we're still here, you know. We'd like to get more people to come visit, you know, that would help us out financially, you know. Jump on our doggone website and look around, check things out. You know, there's Google ads on these sites, even though Google's crooked as all get out. But if they throw a few pennies in the bucket, that'd be nice, because then we could get some funds to help people out when they need it. But it is what it is. Anyway, we'll get into all that on the Mad Science Show in the morning, and maybe the Knights of the Round Table the next time around. Sunday morning. Anyway, let's go around the table real quick. Dave, you got any last words of wisdom for everybody before we get out of here?
Yeah. Don't listen to the mainstream media.
Yeah, that's the best words of wisdom there.
I don't know about not listening. I think we should be paying attention to the nonsense that's spewing out so we know what to expect.
Yeah, that's better.
Don't believe the mainstream media, though, because they're all lying. Every last one of them are liars.
Yeah.
Their interest is not in providing the truth. Their interest is in getting you to look at their advertisers so that they can keep funding things and to spew whatever lies someone is willing to pay them to spew.
Yeah.
So they got a mix of those two things where they're trying to get you outraged and upset, and they've got people in the behind the scenes saying, hey, you got to tell them this or that or we're going to cut your funding.
If they can stretch a drama out long enough, they can get more ratings because they keep you on the edge, you know. It's like watching some miniseries with a good guy versus the bad guy.
And well, you mean like the sub that only needed maybe 3 minutes worth of coverage 3 times, and they've dumped between the 3 news networks, they've dumped probably close to 48 hours worth of coverage on it.
Yeah.
Like, if you sit down and try to watch it all, it'll take you 48 hours to watch every single moment of it, man.
Yep. And the word is that the Biden administration knew it imploded the first day, so that they just kind of stretched it out to make everybody, like, you know, the drama about they could potentially still be alive and all this kind of stuff. Number one, the guy shouldn't have went down there in a shoddy deal because obviously the amount of pressure that you're dealing with down there, there's not too many submersibles that are that strong, you know?
Right.
But we could build them.
Yeah, I was going to say, when they pointed out that they bought parts from Camper World, and were using a knockoff PlayStation wireless controller, I would have been like, nope.
Yeah.
No, I'm not trusting my life two miles below the sea level to something wireless. There ain't no way.
There ain't no way in hell I would have got in that thing. I would have been trying like heck to talk everybody out of don't get in there.
Dude, I would have trusted an arcade controller with, you know, those old school micro switch buttons wired into it against the wall more than a wireless controller.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Get out of here, man.
Yeah, that's crazy as hell.
Hit the road, Jack.
But either way, we got to get out of here. Chris, you got anything left before we get out of here?
Don't be a dummy.
Yeah. Well said.
That sounds like ruining Leon, man. Don't be stupid, stupid.
Anyway, sorry about the short show today, but it is what it is. You got to prioritize your things that are going on in life. So
that doesn't take long to tell people, hey, a warning, don't dumb here.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so I'm going to throw the people over there on Rumble the peace sign and tell y'all take care. Share the video if you want. I won't call you a jerk this time if you don't, because it was a short show anyway. All right, peace, everybody. Take care.
It stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one hand.
Ooh.
One hand.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one hand.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
know that.